Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The ball is spotted. The kick is blocked. It's blocked, but it's picked up by Zendejas, and it's lateral back and running in for a touchdown. The Eagles win.
Clyde Simmons, I think, Merle.
Went brought down.
The miracle of the Meadowlands 10 years later.
That's Merrill Reese, of course, with Stan Walters playing the horns. And Mike, I was at this game. This is an old school game.
It is.
This was one of the other miracles at the Meadowlands. So I'm going to take you all the way back to 1988. Mm-hmm. Eagles are playing the Giants. It's in overtime. 3 minutes into overtime, Eagles pick off a pass, pick off Jeff Hostetler. They get it down to the 13. Buddy Ryan's the coach, calls for Luis Zendejas, future enemy of the people, to attempt a field goal, 31-yard field goal.
Bounty victim.
Right. It's blocked by Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And bounces right into the hands of Clyde Simmons, who's blocking on the field goal attempt, who picks it up at the 15 and runs it in. And the refs couldn't tell if it was legal because there's a certain rule, like behind the line of scrimmage, in front of the line of scrimmage. And ultimately, they throw up their arms in touchdown. Bill Parcells goes crazy. The Eagles win an oldie but a goodie. And I was there for that one when I was with the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it was...
You know,
it was great.
You know, Glenn, just hearing that clip, I got the strongest sensory memory. I can remember exactly where I was when that game took place. I was 13 years old. I was sick. I was lying on the couch at home. And I remember watching that game with my mom and dad. And just it's amazing how hearing a clip like that can bring back. It's like I'm there again. It's like I'm back, you know, in my parents' house,
yeah.
You know, watching Randall Cunningham and Reggie White and those teams from the late 80s and early 90s. It's amazing what a soundbite like that can do.
The memories of sports can really take you there and take you to where you were and put you back on that couch and so on. In a minute, we're going to get to a column that you wrote earlier this week about what's at stake for Nick Sirianni, but let's get a call or two first.
Okay.
Let's talk to Mike, who's got some confidence in Jalen Hurts. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Let's go, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, baby. The plank is going to be electrified. Electrified.
Who are the members of that choir there?
That's my two kids, Lily and Seamus.
Nicely done by them.
Well done. Well done.
We got a good little, we practiced.
Well, they got it down. You did the tough part, but they got it down, man. Yeah.
They got it down.
So, Mike, you're confident just because Hurts will be back and closer to 100%?
Yes, I am 100% confident that Jalen Hurts is going to throw the team on his back. We're going to rush all over that defense. Miles Sanders, A.J. Brown, I'm 100% confident. I have no worries about the game tonight.
All right, so my last question is, how old are these little guys?
8 and 4.
All right, how late do they get to stay up?
We're going to try halftime, see how they act. They got to be good, though.
There you go. Good luck with that.
You might have to ply them with some candy and chocolate and soda to get them to the finish line there.
That's the technique.
Absolutely.
You got kids of your own. You know how that
Darn
works.
Right. Darn right. Just pour the dry Kool-Aid packet right into their mouth so that they, you know, it's like cocaine, I'm telling you.
I remember those days when my kids were young. Oh, man, they could go nuts. Ryan in Berlin. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm excited. I'm ready for this game. I feel like it wouldn't be the Eagles if it wasn't a little bit of doubt. So I love the underdog, you know, with everybody being with the injuries. Now we're all back. And if you remember, before the injuries, we were blowing teams out. You look at Chicago, you look at the Titans, and then you look at the games that we have with the Giants. I'm more than confident. If Jalen comes out there and he plays like that, then we're in good shape.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, I think it's interesting. Look, the Giants are getting some key players back. There's no doubt about that. But again, look at the totality of their season. It's not like they were the 86 Giants with Lawrence Taylor and, you know, Leonard Marshall and an incredible defense before all those guys got hurt. They're statistically a pretty mediocre team. And they did absolutely nothing that first time around to slow the Eagles down at all. Now, I know, again, they were shorthanded in that game, but it wasn't as if they put up much of a fight.
It's all going to go down with Hurts. That's the only thing I'm just waiting to see on, you know, the opening drive when they have the ball.
So let me ask you this, because I'm glad you brought this up. And I think Mike feels the same way. Somewhere in the first three or four plays, I want to see Jalen Hurts take off. I want him to do an RPO. He keeps the ball. He runs 8, 10, 15 yards, slides. The place will go berserk because we will know all as well. Do you agree?
I totally agree. I mean, I get the last game. He had to play that game. But we have to. If we see that, we know Hurts is back, and I feel like that's it. We know this season he's our MVP player, and everything is drawn off of that. And I'm excited, and I'm ready. Go Birds!
You got it. Go Birds! Right. Good stuff.
Thanks, Ryan.
There you go.
Yeah, Glenn, I do agree with you. I think both emotionally for everybody at the link and the whole idea of home field advantage and getting people excited, and I think strategically, you know, planting the seed in the Giants' minds that hey, we are getting, if not a Jalen Hurts that's at 100%. Total health and great health, at least one who can do all the things that the Eagles generally ask him to do. And I think it's vital for them to show early on, hey, if we need Jalen to run the ball, he can run the ball, and you better be ready for that, and that would open everything else up for the Eagles offense.
Right, and if he does that a couple times, then the Giants have to play it, and then other right. things open up, and he doesn't have to do it. All right, you had a column earlier this week that I understand. But in a certain way, it plays into the,
yeah.
Oh my God, bad things can happen.
Yes.
Let me read a line from it, and then I'll take it. I'm going to do a dramatic reading
oh
of
boy.
Mike Sielski.
Okay.
All right. I'm a professional actor, you know.
Well, this is true. Yeah, I feel like a playwright who's getting his work interpreted by, you know, Marlon Brando.
Lawrence Olivier.
Yeah.
Right. There are certain games that an Eagles head coach cannot afford to lose, and Nick Sirianni faces one of those Saturday. There are certain games that change the perception of an Eagles head coach in Philadelphia, and for Sirianni, this divisional round game against the Giants is exactly that kind of game. Mike, the heck are you talking about?
Here's what I'm talking about, and I think there's a difference, Glenn, between being optimistic or realistic, however you want to look at it, about the Eagles' chances against the Giants tonight, and accurately presenting what will happen if the Eagles manage to lose this game. And I think if they manage to lose this game, people are going to look at Nick Sirianni and say, okay, your grace period is over. It's great that you got the team to the playoffs your first year when nobody expected them to go to the playoffs and Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback that he is now. And it's wonderful that they went 14-3, but you lost a game that the team was supposed to win. And when that happens, people's patience around here gets very short. We saw it with Andy Reid after the Eagles lost the NFC Championship game to Tampa Bay. They were a team on the rise right up until that moment. That was a game they were supposed to win, and they didn't, and everything changed for Andy in that moment around here. I think the same thing happened with Chip Kelly. The Eagles were 9-3 in 2014, rolling to a division championship. They lose to Seattle, which is one thing because Seattle was really good. They lose to the Cowboys at home, and all of a sudden, the viewpoint on Chip changed. And I think the same dynamic is at play here for Nick. If they lose this game, the guy who suddenly is the everyman, who's really enthusiastic, who's young and fresh and is just himself, becomes a guy who, okay, now you got to win. Now your antics are starting to get on our nerves. You know, you should have won that playoff game and you didn't, and the clock's ticking.
So to put it in more concrete terms, if he loses tonight, and I understand, I'm not saying he is, but you're just looking at the potentiality of it, then the guy who, excuse me, the quirky guy who orders mediocre chain pizza.
Yes.
Why is he ordering lousy pizza, that idiot, instead of like, oh, look at the goofball. They're all hanging around eating cheap pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all the things that are endearing about him now to a lot of people become points of annoyance to a lot of people because he's not delivering on what he's supposed to deliver on.
Yeah, I have a friend who got divorced, who I won't reveal his name or the details, but I just remember that all of the things about his wife that he found endearing and quirky and fun when she was his future wife, he found entirely annoying when he started living with
Funny her. How that works out that
so
way.
I think that might be what you're talking about.
Yes.
So, okay, I get it. Eric in Marlton. What are you thinking tonight, Eric?
Well, let me say this. First of all, this is my favorite sports show, period, on radio or TV, so I wanted to send that love to you guys.
You're
first.
Very kind.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so I live in South Jersey now 6 years. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm unfortunately a Jet fan. I didn't call to talk about that. I speak to a therapist about that every week. So I didn't. That's not what it's about. But I watched every Eagles game the last two seasons, and you know, I think this team right now is really good. I think they're the best team in football, and that includes the Bills and the Chiefs. The Giants, you know, you guys talked about Minnesota being frauds. I agree, 1,000%. The Giants are also frauds, maybe not to the, just a tiny bit better at disguising their fraudness, if that's the word. So the Giants are not a good team. They're just not. The NFC wasn't great this year. Outside of a couple of teams, obviously the Eagles. I think the Eagles not only win this game, I think they like beat them down. I think it's a 3-touchdown game. I think you're going to see 200 yards on the ground with Jalen having close to 100 himself. And as far as everybody about the 49ers, the 49ers are a really good team. We know the defense, but they're not in the Eagles class. Either are the Cowboys. If I'm the Eagles, I don't fear playing either one of those teams. Now, I think the Eagles are the best team in football, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, will the Chiefs or the Bills or the Bengals be tougher than anybody in the NFC they'll face? Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
And this is coming from I'm not an Eagles fan.
You're a New York guy.
This is coming from, unfortunately, a Jeff fan.
Well, see, Eric, thank you for the call. And that's the only thing that worries me about Eric's take on this is that as a Jets fan, I don't know that he knows what good football looks like. So how would he know that the Eagles are the best team in the NFL? Sorry, Eric.
By the way, and here's the thing with the Giants. And listen, they did win last week. They beat Minnesota. I don't want to take that away from them. They went on the road and they won a game. The NFL added the 7th seed 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, last year was the first time they had it.
I thought the year before.
No.
The Colts and the Bears the year before. Okay, so last year the Eagles got rubbed out by Tampa Bay. We know that. And the Chiefs beat Pittsburgh, I'm looking here, 42-21.
Mm-hmm.
This year you had the Seahawks against San Francisco. It was close at the half. San Francisco ends up winning by 18.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dolphins at the Bills. And the Dolphins gave them a good run, but ultimately lost that game. The 7th seed is, how do I want to say this without sounding like an idiot, way down the list of good teams in the conference.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking a middle-of-the-pack team in the conference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they won 9 games during the regular season. That's all they are.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up at 11 o'clock, what a treat for the people. Pal of yours.
Yes.
from the
Newark
Star-Ledger.
Yep. Steve Politi.
Who, when we're going to get his take on the Giants, but he also wrote a column this week, and we've all been part of these things.
Mm-hmm.
76 reasons to hate Philadelphia. Not sure we'll have him read all 76 before we start throwing stuff at him, but we'll have him go through a couple of them.
It might take the entire show. I'm surprised he only came up with 76.
Yeah, which would be kind of fun. At noon, we'll talk to Zach Berman of The Athletic at his take on the night. But we want to talk to you, 215-592-9494. With Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Mack now. Hey, if the cold weather has you thinking it's finally time to replace those drafty windows and doors, there's no better time to make your home more energy efficient while taking advantage of Guida's big window sales event than right now. The great people at Guida Door and Window are extending the big winter sale through January, offering 40% off every window and door you buy. You receive 40% off each expertly installed, energy efficient replacement window. Also includes free high-performance low-E glass. And look, if you're in need of a new door, you get 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Take advantage of Guida's interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans to get your project started with no money out of pocket. Offer so limited time only. Got to act quickly. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Guida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.